You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Something special is going to happen at noon today along our riverways in the city of Pittsburgh. You heard Tamira Rush talk about Sure Thing. What is this thing? Well, we have the answers. Emily Ballewaiter is here with River Life to tell us all about it. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on today.
I imagine this is a pretty exciting day for you.
Oh, it really is. River Life has been working behind the scenes for 25 years, and this morning is really remarkable for the people who work for this organization and for this organization.
Yeah. First, let's talk about River Life so people understand what your organization has been doing all these years.
Yeah, sure. So River Life is a nonprofit that was formed in 1999, and our mission is to create, activate, and celebrate 15 miles of rivers and riverfront property to connect people through exceptional places and experiences. We're in the midst of a work plan called Completing the Loop. So that's the 31st Street Bridge to the West End Bridge to the Hot Metal Bridge. We really want to see that area filled with, first of all, accessible bikeways, pathways. We're about 85% done with that work. And then we really want to activate that area and bring it to life with amenities and things that Pittsburghers have been asking for along our rivers.
Well, one of those amenities is this Sure Thing. That's the name of it. I want people to understand.
Yes, exactly. And we were looking for a purely Pittsburgh name for Sure Thing. So River Life Sure Thing is a floating public space. It's technically 10 industrial steel barges. So it's a little nod to our industrial heritage. And it has been completely transformed. It's part hangout spot. It's a community stage. It's got a concession area, and it is fully powered by the sun. It creates a 4,800 square foot platform for people to come and enjoy our rivers in a whole new way. It's been quite a while since people have been able to hang out literally on the water.
And I'm looking at the menu. You'll love this, Erin. Wagyu hot dog. A choice of Hawaiian chili and cheese or pineapple salsa and spicy mayo. Did you ever have a Wagyu hot dog, Erin? I'm guessing no. How about Spam Musabi? Spam, that's something I ate growing up. Fried Spam with rice wrapped in seaweed. You got a very unique and some cool halushka, which, yeah, grandmas still make.
Yeah, so our partners are Matt and Elena from BG Brewing, and they could not have been more tremendous partners to work with us. Matt is from Hawaii, so he's bringing a Hawaiian flair to the Sure Thing menu this year. He wanted, like, Pittsburgh picnic comfort food, like the halushki. And then he wanted to bring the things that he grew up with. So it's like Pacific to Pittsburgh. I can say with a lot of sincerity, I have tried everything on the menu and it is simply terrific.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry just looking at the list. Of course, wouldn't be Pittsburgh without vanilla ice cream with sprinkles.
Well, that's one of the things that we have heard. River Life did a community engagement process with our Completing the Loop plan, and Pittsburghers really told us that what they wanted were places to hang out, to grab a bite, to grab a drink, to just be along the rivers. And vanilla ice cream has been one of the requests that we've heard for years. So we could not be happier that that is part of the menu. We actually made sure with BG that that could be a part of the menu.
Yeah, vanilla ice cream with Jimmies. I don't think anybody else in the world says Jimmies to mean sprinkles. You could confuse some people. So the hours for the weekends, it opens at noon till 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, then 3 p.m. to 10 on Tuesdays through Thursdays, closed Monday. But at noon today, your big splash for sure thing.
Exactly. We are going to be gathering with partners and funders at the top of Allegheny Landing at 11:30 for some remarks and for a ceremony. We do have our eyes on the weather.
You're going to be okay.
Are we?
Yep.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. So 11:30, we'll have some remarks. We're keeping them brief because at 11:58, we're going to walk down to the dock. We are docked between the Roberto Clemente and the Andy Warhol Bridge on Pittsburgh's North Shore. That's right off of City of Pittsburgh Public Park called Allegheny Landing. So we're going to walk down. We're going to cut the ribbon. And we're going to be open for the rest of today, weather permitting. We are on steel barges, so any lightning, we do have to vacate. But other than that, we're planning on being open. We've got Reggie Watkins' trio at 4:30 to 6:30 tonight. So we'll have some live jazz on board. BG will be serving up the good food, the good drinks. And really, it's just meant to be a public extension of the park. So it's just a place to come hang out. We've got nets where you can lie down over the water and actually like hang out over the Allegheny. We've got a couple of public art pieces. Fran Flaherty built the Pittsburgh chandelier. It's still a work in progress, but we've made a lot of progress. Janelle Young has painted a new wave, which is a beautiful mural on the surface. So it's worth coming to check out, and we'll be in place through October. So we're going to be here all summer long and into the early fall.
What a great project by River Life. Sure thing, and it's right between the 6th and 7th Street bridges, right?
That is correct. I like that it was 6th and 7th Street. I'm from Pittsburgh, so that's the way I tend to know them, too.
Yeah, well, I know it's Roberto Clemente Bridge, and is it Rachel Carson?
Andy Warhol.
Andy, that's right. Rachel's further downriver. Okay.
Yeah, she's the 9th Street.
Well, really, this is fantastic. Thanks for taking time. Good luck.
Of course. Thanks so much.
Something really cool to check out if you're going to be around the North Shore. That's just perfect. Or even in a Pirates game, you can go after the game or even before. That's Shore Life. And we want to thank Emily Bollewaiter for joining us, the spokesperson for River Life.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming up, an NIL deal. Today is the day in college sports, and we're going to talk to our resident expert, Pat Bostic, from the University of Pittsburgh, about what does that mean? Coming up.
Risky and White News Desk, I'm David Ballarato. A man shot at a Homestead gas station Monday afternoon, and people with nearby businesses are very concerned about something like this happening in broad daylight.
Yeah, there's always people in my store, so I feel safe, but this is not a safe area anymore. It used to be.
And the question that I think a lot of us are asking is, what happened? Homestead's been really pretty quiet, and if there's a developing issue, it needs to be addressed.
The Steelers make a major trade with the Dolphins, acquiring Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick and a fifth-round draft pick. This man told KDKA-TV that he's not happy about it.
I feel like we're making like a Frankenstein like team that's like not going to be very cohesive, like with Rodgers and all these other guys. You can get rid of Fitzpatrick's horrible, so yeah. Not happy.
Yeah, and then we heard another fan who's tickled and thrilled, thinks it'll be great. And we're going to talk to Brian Batko, who is the beat writer for the Post-Gazette, who follows the Steelers, right after your news at the top of the hour.
And as expected, no budget approved in Harrisburg yesterday. While on Capitol Hill, they're still playing their game of beat the clock, trying to pass President Trump's big, beautiful bill by his deadline that he gave them of the 4th of July.
Yeah, maybe they won't make it. Maybe they will. They've been up all night trying to figure it out. One of the sticking points is Medicare, what to do with that. A lot of people, both sides, don't want to leave people out in the cold when it comes to health care. So we'll figure it out, I guess, at some point. And we'll let you know, because a lot of states are waiting for the final outcome from the feds so they can complete their budgets, including Pennsylvania.
And the trickle-down effect with nonprofits,
right,
who get their budgets off of that as well.
You got it. All right, David, thank you. One of the big stories in sports is today, July 1st, is a significant game changer in college athletics. And joining us is Pat Bostic, Senior Associate Athletic Director of Major Gifts and our partner on the Pitt Football broadcast. He has his own show on Saturday mornings on The Fan. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I know you've been talking about this for a long time, just that it seemed like the Wild West where teams were doing all kind of things, and this may be the first of a big effort to try to put some guide rails to this whole name, image, and likeness. So what does today mean?
Yeah, it's appreciate the opportunity. You know, the House settlement is really a confluence of multiple lawsuits that came about regarding name, image, and likeness, and certainly the athlete's ability to earn based on their name, image, and likeness. And really what this is a streamlining of a number of laws and provisions that allow now schools to directly contract with athletes for their name, image, and likeness with a cap of, in this year, this upcoming year, 25-26, $20.5 million. It also establishes a number of mechanisms that we hope, we believe will rein in some of the lawlessness and chaotic nature of the industry. There's a clearinghouse now for these outside NIL deals, many of which were coming from booster-led collectives at multiple, at every school really in the Power Five and even beyond that in college athletics. So what we're hoping, what this is intending to do is certainly allow for student-athletes to continue to be compensated and to earn based on their work, their efforts, and their brands, but also to level the playing field somewhat and create a bit of a sustainable model that we can depend on moving forward.
And I know that coaches in particular would like those guide rails to be in place so it does level the playing field as much as it can be. That said, Pat, I'm curious because a lot of people will ask, well, how is this money going to be divvied up among the athletes?
Yeah, so it's being tabled as revenue sharing. So what many believe and are implementing are awarding these dollars in a ratio that's commensurate with the revenue that comes in from each sport. In many cases across the country, football is responsible for the lion's share of revenue. And every athletic department, men's basketball is a rather distant second. In some cases, it's a little bit closer than others based on size of venue, the brand itself, and so forth. So what you're seeing are really ratios that reflect the revenue that each sport brings in. So what I've read a lot and what you'll see out there is kind of a 75, 15, 5, and 5 divide. Now, that's not true for every institution. I don't think this will be the end of these challenges and lawsuits regarding this issue. But 75% football, 15% or so men's basketball, and then 5 and 5 kind of split up among other sports, including prominent women's sports. So again, there's still a lot of unknown, but a lot of the literature you read, a lot of the precedent that you see out there is kind of following those kind of guidelines.
We're with Pat Bostick with the University of Pittsburgh and broadcaster himself. Pat, that said, one of the bigger challenges that I've heard is athletes will sign a deal, go through the transfer portal, and then leave for another deal. Nobody's holding them to a contract, so to speak, like you would in other paid sports, where if you sign, you have to adhere by the contract. It's still anything goes with this transfer portal and how they're getting paid.
Yeah, the movement, the kind of the combination of the ability to earn an NIL and then the unlimited transfer rule that came about, really as we started this decade in 2020 and 21, created a very, very unstable marketplace where movement, basically athletes are incentivized to move. To not go into the portal is to not maximize your value, so to speak. I think that, and this is my own personal opinion, that the schools being able to contract with the athletes directly, that explicitly states that you're being, remunerated for your NIL value as a representative of the University of Pittsburgh or Penn State University or West Virginia or what have you, that there are more ties that bind there inherently, whereas the deals that were happening over the last 4 years were largely separate from your enrollment or status at an institution. In fact, you couldn't say that. You couldn't predicate that you only would get this deal if you are at certain schools. Now, these contracts are going to be procured and offered by the schools themselves. So I think that brings with it some more rigor, some more teeth. But again, time will tell how tried and true these contracts are and if there are penalties for breaking them.
A lot to sort through. That's why you're you, Pat. I appreciate the time, partner. Thank you.
You got any time, Larry. Appreciate you, man.
All right. The great Pat Bostick.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.